Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now
AVS
listening
Media
to
Demo.
You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. Each week we invite various guests to come on the show, and these guests can be anyone from an Avon representative like yourself from various levels. District managers, life coaches, regional managers, motivational speakers, and all these individuals come on the radio show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like our page. That's the Avon Motivational Radio Show on Facebook. Tonight we're going to talk about skincare and having a skincare party. So let's talk about some of the things that you should have on hand for your skincare party. One of the things I would suggest, look through your Avon book, because they have, every now and then, they have wonderful specials on different skincare sets. For example, in the campaign 6 that just passed, on page 59, in the skincare section, they had a special for like $19 for the two different night creams. If you go in your back office of youravon.com, you will see on the trial set, you can buy the various skincare, I think they either say trial or travel set. You can buy the skincare cleansers for, I think, as low as $5.99. So what you want to do, you would like to invest in having the skincare products in the various groupings. so that should cost you somewhere between $20 and $25. The other thing I would suggest to do, most likely when you have your show, it's probably going to be in the evening. And if that's the case, what you would like to do, instead of buying the a day cream and a night cream, which could be kind of costly, just buy the Jetix and demonstrate that and just tell people to leave with their skin nice and moisturized. The other thing you want to purchase, in the Avon book, if you don't mind your guests bringing their own towel, face cloth, ask the guests to bring a white face cloth that's soft, and you want them to bring their existing products that they have, if they could, because you want to analyze what it is they're currently using. The other thing, if you don't want them to bring their face towels, in our Avon book, we have what is called a little towelette, and they're white. And the reason why you want them to bring a white table a face cloth as opposed to a face cloth that has color in it is because the dye may come off and goes into your skin. And also, when the face cloth is dark or green or red or pink, you really can't see the impurities that you're taking off your skin. So you want to make sure you see that. So that's why you want to have a white face cloth. And you want to make sure it's soft, because our skin is like a piece of crispy. And you don't want to scratch the surface by using a face cloth that is, rough. Okay, so those are the things you would need. Once again, you have one of each of the cleansers for the various groupings, and then you have the Genix, because you're going to just use the one night cream for everyone, and then you have the little towelettes that they have in our book. So what you're going to do, when you start to demonstrate, what would be nice if you, I don't know if Avon still has, we used to have these little questionnaires where you ask, in our last campaign 5, in our delivery box, there was a 8.5 by 11 questionnaire, where you skincare questionnaire, which you would give to your guests and have them actually fill them out. So you could see what it is that their skincare, what category they would go into. But in addition to that, what I would do when you have a show is to have a little postcard and give everyone the postcard. When I say postcard, I should say index cards. Give everyone an index card, ask them to put their names and telephone numbers on the index card and also email address, and ask them to list what it is that they are concerned about in terms of their skin, because although we're giving them the questionnaire, there may be things on the questionnaire that, you know, that's not actually addressing their concerns. So that's why you want to give them the index card. And another reason why you want to give them the index card is when you look over it before you start doing your presentation, you make sure you address everybody's concerns or questions through your presentation. This way, when people leave your skincare party, because they will feel as though, one, they'll feel as though you're the expert, and number two, they will feel as though you actually are talking to them and you have actually addressed their needs as well as their concerns. So let's talk a little bit about care and what concerns and which category people would actually fall into. Now, I don't try to memorize this. If you look in your brochure under the skincare section, and there's a section where it has actually all, you know, they're individually displayed in the brochure, and then there's always a page where it has them section off in the age category. So when you see the picture of the young lady, right underneath her face actually tells you the concerns of that particular skincare. Now, just because the skincare says this is recommended for 30 years old or a person who's 40 years old or whatever, I really don't go by that, because particularly when a person who has whose skin is usually dark in complexion, they tend to hold their skin, who is very oily, they tend to maintain their youth a little longer. So when you look at somebody who is 50 years old, then their skin may look like someone who's 30. So, you know, you look at it, but you really want to know what the concerns of the individual. So, for example, the Vitel. If someone says, when you look on their card, if they're concerned about their skin being dull or tight or uneven, you know, then you would recommend the Vitel for that particular client. If you have someone who has fine line issues or wrinkling, so they're at the beginning stages of aging, the beginning signs of aging are beginning to appear, you would like to recommend to them Revitalist. The next item, if the person is concerned about loss of firmness or deep wrinkles, you want to recommend to that client the Ultimate, and that's the one in the gold packaging. The client who is concerned about sagging skin or loss of definition in their skin, you want to recommend to them the Platinum, which is the purple skincare. Genix is what you will recommend to multiple skin signs of aging, and it also locks in 5 years or younger. So that's your Genix that you will recommend to your clients for, you know, all ages. It goes for, and this, again, this is what I will use. I will buy this particular one and give everybody Genix at the end. Now, if you want to invest a little bit more, you may wish to invest in two of the treatments. And one of the treatments that I would highly recommend is the multi tone for the for those individuals who are concerned about dark lines underneath their skin. I would highly recommend maybe having that, if you don't mind thing am I on that? And another one that you may wish to have is the eye product, Genix Eye. Because the reason why for that is because a lot of people are concerned about, you know, bags or darkness underneath the eye, and they feel that they need some kind of an eye treatment. You may wish to invest in that as well. Okay, so when the ladies come in, one of the things you want to do is introduce yourself as the Avon representative, and you're going to explain to them that they will be cutting their skins themselves. You will not touch their face because only a licensed esthetician is allowed to do that. But you're going to show them how the correct way of cleansing their skin. So what you're going to do, if you can do one or two things, sometimes what I do, I actually demonstrate on myself and do a cleanse on myself as well. After receiving all their cards and then explaining the different types of cleansers that we have, so they have a better understanding how we're selecting the ones we're going to give them. What I would do from that point, I would show them exactly how to apply the cleanser the correct way. And so what do you do? I always ask the people to show me their right hand, the hand that they are the dominant hand, so the hand that they write with. So if they're right-handed, then I'll tell them that their left hand will be their palate. If they're left-handed, then their right hand will be their palate. So when you go around to give them their skin products, you will put the cleanser within non-dominant hand or their palate. And so you explain with our product, which makes it so fantastic, is that you don't need a lot. A small amount goes a long way. You give them maybe a half of a dime of cleanser in their hand. And then you tell them to rub their hands together. And what I like to do personally is run my hand a little bit underneath lukewarm water, and that's what you're going to tell me. They go, now use lukewarm water. You don't want the extreme on their face. You don't want extremely cold. You don't want extremely hot because your face is very sensitive. And so you're going to tell your clients that they're going to take their hands, rub them a little bit in the water, get them wet, make a little slabber with the cleanser, and they're going to stand over the sink, and they're going to actually apply the cleanser in a sweeping, light, massaging, upward motion. And the reason for that, cleansers always go up, and makeup is always applied down. And the reason why cleansers is applied up is because you want to maintain your youth, and you don't want to have to keep pulling down and helping gravity make your skin sag. You always are going to apply your cleansers in an upward motion. And then when you get to the corners of when you get to the eye area, you take your middle finger and you go from the corner of the eye towards the nose. And the reason why you use your middle finger is because that gives you the least amount of pressure in that delicate sensitive area, which is the eyes. So once they have a nice little lather on their face, and what I tell them to do is to take their, go to the bathroom or wherever they, you know, the hostess allow you to use the running water. Stand over the sink, have the water lukewarm, and lightly massage the water throughout the face in a sweeping upward motion, just like you apply the cleanser, until you have gently removed all the cleansers. Then what you do at that point, you take your towel or your little towelette and you gently pat the face dry. You do not rub it. You gently pat the face dry. And you explain to your guests that when they're home and selecting a face cloth for their face, make sure they buy a table cloth. I'm sorry, a face cloth that is soft, because if you buy one that's very hard, that's rough for very stiff. You know, if you take your skin after using it and place it on the magnifying glass, you will actually see that you actually have scratched your face. And that's what we don't want. So you want to use a nice, soft face towel, and you want to pat the face dry. Now, what I always tell people, you when they're at home, use a face towel that is separate from their face, the towel that they will use on their body. And the reason for that is that you don't want to transfer bacteria or any kind of infection onto the face. And I'll give you an example. One time I was out golfing, and I did not know I was in poison ivy. And everywhere that I had cleansed and used my body towel was affected by the poison ivy. But because I did not use the face towel on the body towel on my face looks fine. So I did not transfer the rash to my body, from my body to my face, because I used a separate face cloth. So again, you want to use a soft white face cloth, and it's called face cloth for a reason, because it's only supposed to be used for the face. So once that's done and it's applied to your face, one of the things you may want to do is also is to take the cleanser at this point and have them put it on one hand and on the back of the hand and cleanse that hand, and then tell them to look out and then run under the water and tell them to look at the one hand versus the other hand, and they should see a remarkable difference between one hand and the other hand. People, you know, have a tendency to have short-term memory. They don't realize how their skin really is. So when they could see and compare from one hand to the other, they could see that, you know, the cleanser actually worked. The reason why people use cleanser, and you're going to find that people say, oh, I don't use cleanser, I use oil of Olay, or I use soap or whatever. Soap is a surface cleanser, which means that it only cleanses the surface, like when you cleanse top of a counter or a table. It only cleanses the surface. But when you use a cleanser, the cleanser actually penetrates the pores, gives you a deep cleansing. So you're not just cleansing the surface, you're actually going into the pores and pulling out the impurities. The next thing you want to use is you want to encourage your guests to use a moisturizer. And the reason why they want to use a moisturizer on their face is because the moisturizer protects the skin, and it nourishes the skin and it hydrates the skin. So you want to make sure that when they're going out in the elements, they want to make sure they put on a moisturizer. Even if they're going to apply makeup, they have to wear a moisturizer. What happens when you don't wear makeup without moisturizer, the makeup when you apply, particularly like your powders, your blush, it has a tendency to streak. So when you put on a moisturizer, it gives your makeup a smooth finishing application. You always want to use moisturizer, whether you wear makeup or not wear makeup. You want to put on a moisturizer during the morning to protect your skin from the elements. You want to use a moisturizer at night, because what a moisturizer does at night, it actually penetrates and actually works on your skin while you're sleeping. So you want to make sure you use a moisturizer. Now, as you all know, we have a new mask, which I'm so excited about. If you're going to do the treatment, this is the time you put your treatment on, whether it is the treatment for the uneven skin or you're applying the eye lift onto the underneath the eyes. This is the time to do this. And after you apply, and again, you apply all these in upward motions and with very, very light gentle touches. the next thing you're going to put on this new mask that we have. I'm so excited. The new mask is going to be applied, and this is going to be applied depending on the person's skin type, 2 to 3 times a week. And then you apply to the entire face. And, again, this is to, you cleanse, you moisturize, you put the treatment, and then you put the mask on, and then they go to sleep. And you explain to your client that they will not see the mask. When, you know, so some people say, oh, I want to go to bed, I have a husband or a boyfriend, I want to see. But they will not, it will not be seen by the person that they're with because it's invisible. It dries clear. But you, depending on what you want to do, you may want to do a mask at the show because they can certainly leave without that, or you may just want to end it at the point of putting on the moisturizer. Then you can look at people's, at that point, you can look at people's skincare products that they brought, if they brought it, brought them in. And if you see people who have a mixture, or, you know, they have oil belay, and then they have Noxzema, and they have Mary Kay, all, and this is what they put on their face, explain to your clients that you want them to be on a system, and the reason, and the system should be everything that's in that one company's brand. And the reason being is because they're made so they chemically balance each other. You know, so when you're wearing, you know, when they put it on a Mary Kay cleanser with a Noxzema moisturizer, these things are not chemically balanced. You want them to be on a system, preferably our a new product. The other thing you want to look at, you want to look and see if their skincare products have any, like, yellowing around the edges. And believe it or not, you want to make sure they don't have any mold. And explain to the representative, I mean the client, that they want to make sure that what I like to do is use, like, a little spatula when I pull out or dispense my cleanser. And the reason why you want to use a spatula is because when you have oil on your own skin, so every time you're dipping your finger into the container of the moisturizer, in our case, you can transfer your oil into the product oils, and subsequently you can contaminate the moisturizer. So you want to make sure that when you're using the cleanser, that you're using a cleanser, you're using made of spatula. And if you look in your back office and your tools, there are spatulas there. And you may want to give, you know, that they come in a package. So, you know, when somebody buys a moisturizer, it may be a nice little gift to give them a little spatula and tell them how to use it with their moisturizing product. The eye lift actually comes with a little applicator, so you don't have to worry about that. And then the cleanser itself has as a squeeze bottle, you use the applicator for the day cream as well. So again, look for your Avon questionnaire. They come in all sizes, and the latest one, as I said before, is 8.5 by 11. If a product comes out new and you don't see the description, what I usually do is I Google the name and I put Avon. So for example, if it's Avon Revitalist, for example, I'll put Avon Revitalist in the Google search, and I forgot the name of the website, but there's a website that gives you a brief description of the ingredients and the item. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. I would not try to memorize what ingredients are in what product, because people are not going to remember, and you'll have them confused, and they're going to be just baffled. So don't just give them the basics. You know what skin type each item is for: dull skin, sagging skin, fine lines, et cetera, because at the end of the day, that's all they really are interested in. And at this point, you know, I would actually leave these skincare products, and this is where I would end the party, and then I would actually now just take they would like to order. There's also, if you're interested, if you email me or message me at Avon Motivational Radio Show, I will send you a comparison, because there's a comparison sheet where it tells us what ingredients that we have in our products versus name brand products people tend to like to gravitate to. And it shows you the difference in terms of our pricing versus what people are actually paying for our products. And that's really a big eye-opener for a lot of people. So if you're interested in that sheet, send me a message in my Facebook, Avon Motivational Radio Show. So I guess that's it. Make sure you have everybody's name and information from your show, as well as the email. And as soon as you get home, you want to make sure you put those people in your database for Avon. Remember, skincare is where the money is at. You make your most money with skincare. Skincare is your most predictable one product because, you know, within 30 days, people should be reordering. If you don't hear from your clients within 30 days, I would suggest giving them a call because something is going wrong. One, they may not be using it, and they're not using it. You want to know why. Even when people buy some of my products for the first time, skincare for the first time, I usually give them like a week or two and call them to see, you know, how's it going with the skincare? Do they like the product? How, you know, and then remind them that they should be ordering within the next 2 weeks their second round of the moisturizer, cleanser, or whatever it is that they're using. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to wish everyone to have a wonderful, wonderful week. And next week is our order taking week, so you know this week is going to probably go out and deliver products and try to get new orders. And with that, everyone, I wish everyone a very good evening and a safe one. Good night, everyone.